Hi, Raleigh.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
It's good to meet you, Scott Tipton. For me, primarily, I wanted to talk about House Bill 2936. That's one that I saw you are one of the sponsors, along with Westerman. It's also called the Resilient Federal Forest Act. So I've talked to one environmental lawyer in particular who was saying that, well, she called it a wish list from the timber industry. And I just wanted you to speak to that and explain the bill as you support it.
Sure. The Resilient Forest Act is really to be able to address something I think that we're all concerned about, living in Colorado in particular and the Mountain West in general. And that is going to be our actual forest health. I was just in Hinsdale County yesterday, driving past stands of standing and dead down timber, which creates forest health issues, obviously, in terms of a lightning strike and forest fires, impacting endangered species, quality of water in our communities as well. That's what this bill is intended to be able to address, to be able to have responsible management, to be able to get in and be able to actually create healthy forests. We had included some of our language to be able to make sure that we're getting that local input. Those of us that live in Colorado, as we drive through our national forests now, we see the blight of the beetle kill that has just devastated many of our resources in our mountains. It's going to take a long time to be able to get back. When we're talking about even the wildlife, their ability to be able to navigate through the down timber, talking to forest rangers, we're seeing different migration patterns now in terms of some of the elk and the deer as they move around because they aren't able to get through all of the down dead timber that is now in the forest.
So what about the provision that says that if it's under 10,000 acres that's being considered, then it won't really need to go under review by the National Environmental Policy Act?
Yeah, we're trying to be able to streamline some of the processes to be able to get in and actually create some treatment areas. That has been an issue that we had in committee where we had testimony to where there was actual threat to communities, threats to watersheds, and it was being delayed by some of the regulatory process, and it is to be able to expedite it. That doesn't mean that it isn't still going to be going through some reviews. There isn't going to be local input. That's going to be required. That's some of what we were putting into the bill. But we do have to start addressing forest health and the dead and standing timber that we see throughout Colorado, throughout the 3rd Congressional District, is a real threat to our communities and our wildlife and our watersheds.
And what about prescribed burns? Scientists say that forests need a burn as part of its life cycle. It opens up certain seeds, and it allows the earth to regenerate.
Well, we see with BLM, with Forest Service, they're doing some prescribed burns even as we speak now. You need to be very cautious with those. What we're concerned about is a lightning strike. We had the West Fork Complex fire. We've got a couple of smaller fires now that are burning in Colorado. And the concern is when those get out of hand, they can get so hot with all of the downed and standing dead timber that you literally neutralize the soil and nothing will grow for an extended period of time. So prescribed burns do have their appropriate use. That's something that Forest Service works with. But we also have a larger problem in terms of all of the dead timber that we're having to deal with after the beetle kill.
So does this bill particularly say that you can only take out dead timber and not cut new trees?
Well, that's going to be the focus. There does also need to be thinning. My tours going through our district and visiting with forest rangers saying that we've had some overgrowth and that there needs to be proper spacing between trees for actual forest health to be able to go. And so it'll be a combination of working with the Forest Service to work toward creating healthy forests once again.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us here at KD&K.
Raleigh, a pleasure to visit with you.